Miss You by Kate Ebelin, read by Anne Acton and Finlay Robertson. Part 1. Chapter 1. August 1997. Tess. In the kitchen at home, there was a plate that Mum bought on holiday in Tenerife, with a hand-painted motto: "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." It had never registered with me any more than Dad's trophy for singing, or the New York snow dome my brother Kevin sent over one Christmas. But that last day of the holiday, I couldn't seem to get it out of my head. When I woke up, the inside of the tent was glowing orange, like a pumpkin lantern. I inched the zipper door down carefully so as not to wake Dole, then stuck my face out into dazzling sunlight. The air was still a little bit shivery, and I could hear the distant clank of bells. I wrote the word plangent in my diary with an asterisk next to it, so I could check it in the dictionary when I got home. The view of Florence from the campsite, all terracotta domes and white marble towers shimmering against a flat blue sky, was so like it was supposed to be. I had this strange feeling of sadness, as if I was missing it already. There were lots of things I wouldn't miss, like sleeping on the ground. After a few hours, the stones felt like they're growing into your back. And getting dressed in a space less than 3 feet high and walking all the way to the shower block, then remembering you've left the toilet roll in the tent. It's funny how when you get towards the end of a holiday, half of you never wants it to end, and the other half is looking forward to the comforts of home. We'd been interrailing for a month, down through France, then into Italy, sleeping on stations, drinking beer with Dutch boys on campsites, struggling with sunburn in slow, sticky trains. Dole was into beaches and Bellinis,